Minister, we know that at the end of the Second World War in Britain alone, there was in excess of 1.2 million tonnes of surplus ammunition and bombs. The disposal method adopted by the British at the time was dumping at sea. Unfortunately, we're aware of a number of these dumps off the coast of Donegal. In 2010, the OSPAR report stated that there were five separate dumps off the coast of Donegal, each with dangerous and potentially lethal substance such as mustard gas and phosphorus. The report states that the true extent of the dumps and the danger they pose are unknown, but the reality is this could be seriously dangerous for inhabitants of this area. The people of West Donegal have raised concerns about the nature of these chemicals and the risk to inhabitants, sea life and to the environment. I read a recent interview that was given on Radio na Gaeltachta by a deep sea diver, and I spoke to a deep sea diver myself who was diving in the area on a different occasion, and both of them described how they found a large area of the seabed littered with large black drums with hazarded signage on them in the waters off Tory Island. The diver said, "We were looking for shipwrecks. We went down 40 to 45 metres and came across black drums with green stuff growing on them. There were a few thousand of them. They were heaped in hill-like structures and had skull and crossbones on them." The diver that I was speaking to personally said that for all he could see around him, in every direction was these barrels on the seabed. To me, this account is deeply disturbing. So there is a wider debate to be had here, where these concerns exist, like those in West Donegal, and where we can raise these concerns. In 1995, the then Minister Hugh Coveney told this House that a report would be published in relation to the issue, containing comprehensive analysis by the year 2000. We have raised this issue in the local authorities, where Donegal County Council has unanimously called for the department to examine this. I have raised this with the minister, previous ministers at the time, indeed when Alan Kelly was in the department, but there has been no action taken. So my question to you, and the question that some people in West Donegal have, is in relation to their legitimate concerns into the dump behind Tory Island and off other parts of the coast of Donegal. Is the department going to look at the stability of these chemical weapons that have been dumped in some cases nearly 100 years ago now? Are they still safe? What is in them? How large are they? And is it still okay to leave them on our seabed?